Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building a Soul Pride style old school jungle DNB intro lab in Ableton Live 12 with a really important twist. We're keeping the CPU load low and making automation do the heavy lifting. This is a beginner friendly session, but the vibe we're aiming for is proper, warm soul, chopped breaks, rolling sub, a little mid bass attitude, and just enough movement to make it feel like a real drum and bass arrangement, not just a loop sitting there doing nothing. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and old school DNB, especially the soulful side of it, the track comes alive through contrast. Darker into brighter. Dry into wet. Stable into shaky. Filtered into open. So instead of loading up a bunch of heavy plugins, we're going to use stock Ableton tools, smart editing, and a few clean automation moves to create energy. First, start a new Live 12 set and keep it lean. You only need a few tracks for this lab. Use one audio track for your soul sample. One audio track for your break, one MIDI track for sub bass, one MIDI track for a simple mid bass layer, and then two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. That's it. No need to build a huge template. The whole point is to stay focused and keep the project light enough that it runs smoothly while you're writing. Set the tempo somewhere between 174 and 176 BPM. If you want a slightly looser, more rolling feel, 172 is fine too. If you want more urgency and that classic breakbeat push, go closer to 176. For this lesson, 174 or 175 is a great sweet spot. And on the master, keep things clean. Don't slam a limiter on there while you're arranging. Leave around 6 dB of headroom so your kick, break, sub, and sample all have space to breathe. Now let's build the emotional core of the track, which is the soul loop. Find or import a soulful phrase, a chord stab, or maybe a vocal fragment that feels warm and nostalgic. You want something with character, but not something that's so busy it fights the drums. Drag it onto your audio track, turn on warp, and if needed use Complex Pro to keep the pitch smooth. Then trim it so it loops cleanly across two or four bars. Now add auto filter after the sample. Start with a low pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB per octave, and set the cutoff fairly low to begin with. Think somewhere around 400 to 900 Hz to start. That gives you the classic intro feel where the soul is present, but not fully revealed yet. Then automate that cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Start dark in the intro, and let it open slowly before the drums arrive. That one move alone can make the arrangement feel like it's progressing. A nice starting shape is this. In bars 1 to 8, keep the cutoff around 450 Hz. In bars 9 to 16, open it up toward 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Then once the full groove arrives, let it breathe even more, or make small dips at the end of phrases. That gives you motion, without needing to add more instruments. You can also send a little of that loop into reverb. Keep it subtle. A decay around 1.5 to 2.8 seconds, a little pre-delay, and a low send amount is usually enough. The goal is atmosphere, not wash. Think of the soul sample as the emotional anchor of the track. It gives the jungle vibe its identity. Next, bring in the break. This is the heartbeat of the track, so keep it classic and efficient. Use a break with a clear kick and snare pattern. For a beginner workflow, don't overcomplicate the editing. You can drag the break into simpler in slice mode and trigger the pieces from MIDI notes, or keep it as a warped audio loop, if that feels easier. Either way is fine. If you're using simpler, keep the pattern simple and clean. Make a one-bar loop, then add a ghost note or two before the snare to give it swing and personality. You can also leave a short gap at the end of every four bars for a fill. That kind of tiny edit goes a long way at DNB tempo, because even a one-beat change feels huge when everything is moving fast. On the break, do a little basic cleanup. Use EQ8 and cut the super low rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. If the snare needs more bite, a gentle boost somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz range can help. If the break feels too sharp, tame it with a small dip around 6 to 8 kHz. Then add a touch of drum bus if you want it to feel more glued. Keep drive modest, maybe 5 to 12%, and only add a little transience if you need more snap. Now let's build the sub. This is where we stay very CPU friendly. Use operator and make a pure sine wave patch. Turn off anything you don't need, keep it mono, and keep it simple. The sub should support the groove, not fight it. Start writing MIDI notes that follow the root of the soul sample. Leave space between notes. Don't fill every beat just because you can. In jungle and old school DNB, space is part of the groove. A good starter pattern is one note on the downbeat, then a syncopated answer note on the end of beat 2 or 3, maybe with a short note before the snare returns. Keep the note lengths tight, maybe eighth notes or quarter notes depending on the rhythm. If the sub feels too clean, add a little saturator after operator with just a touch of drive and soft clip enabled. Very subtle. We want warmth, not distortion, chaos. Now for the mid-bass layer. This is your attitude layer. Use Wavedable or another stock synth and keep the sound restrained. A saw or slightly detuned oscillator works well. Low pass the patch, keep the stereo width narrow, and keep it quiet under the sub. You're not trying to create a huge modern bass design here. You're just adding weight and character above the low end. Try making this layer play the same rhythm as the sub, or only the answer notes. That call and response feel is very old school and very defective. You can open the filter a little on the last two bars of each 8-bar phrase, or drop the volume for a beat, before a fill. Those tiny moves make the arrangement feel alive. If you want a little grime, a very light touch of redux can add edge, but keep it restrained so you don't wreck the low end. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Automation. This is where the track stops beating a loop and starts becoming an arrangement. Think in 8-bar phrases. For example, bars 1 to 8 can be mostly filtered soul. Bars 9 to 16 can bring in the break. Bars 17 to 24 can introduce the sub. Bars 25 to 32 can give you the full groove with a little lift. Bars 33 to 40 can add a variation or fill. Then bars 41 to 48 can open things up again and prepare a transition. The important thing is that automation should have a purpose. Don't automate just for the sake of movement. Automate to change the listener's expectation. Slightly darker before impact, slightly wider after impact. Dry to wet, stable to shaky, narrow to open. That's the language of jungle arrangement. A few easy automation ideas will get you a lot of mileage. Open the soul sample filter gradually over 8 bars. Increase reverb send briefly at the end of a phrase. Dip the break volume slightly when the sample is the focus. Open the bass filter at phrase transitions. Add a touch more drum bus drive in the drop, or drop the mid bass out for one beat before a snare fill. These are small moves, but at 174 BPM they have real impact. Here's a practical example. At the end of bar 16, automate the soul loop's low pass filter back down for one bar, then bring the full drums and bass in at bar 17. That contrast creates a proper arrival. It gives the listener a sense that the track just opened up, even though you didn't add a massive riser or a huge stack of sounds. Now add one transition effect source, and only one. A beginner mistake is loading up too many sweeps, impacts, and noise hits. Don't do that. Keep it focused. Use one return or audio track for a noise sweep, a reversed cymbal, a short impact, or some vinyl ambience if it fits the mood. You can build this with stock tools too. An operator noise source or a simple audio clip with reverb and auto filter is enough. Automate the filter opening, raise the send into the impact, and then cut it off right after the drop. Tight and purposeful. After that, do a quick low end check. This is really important in DNB because the kick, break, and sub all share the same space. Keep the sub centered and mono. Use utility if needed and set width to zero or mono mode. If the soul sample is muddy, high pass it, often somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Let the sub own the deepest range, roughly under 100 to 120 Hz. And make sure the break has punch without being bloated in the low end. This is one of the biggest beginner lessons in jungle and DNB. The track sounds heavier when the low end is controlled, not when everything is loud. A disciplined low end leaves room for the break to snap and the sub to move. Now let's create a simple 4-bar switch up. This is a classic old school trick. You repeat the groove, then change one detail every 4 bars so the listener feels progression. You could mute the bass for the first half of bar 4, close the mid-bass filter briefly, add an extra snare hit, or cut the drums for half a bar before the return. Even a tiny bass dropout can make the next downbeat feel huge. The key is to use contrast pairs. If one section is darker, the next should open. If one is dry, the next should get wetter. If one is narrow, the next can feel wider. That way the automation actually tells a story instead of just wandering around. A few common mistakes to watch out for: don't make the soul sample too bright too early. Don't overload the low end with sample plus bass plus kick all fighting each other. Don't use too many FX. And don't write a bass line that leaves no room for the break. Also, don't crush the master while you're still building. Keep the track clean until the arrangement is working. A really useful pro tip is to freeze or flatten once you like the sound. If a sample or synth starts getting heavy on CPU, freeze it. That keeps the session smooth and lets you focus on the musical decisions instead of plug-in strain. In a low CPU jungle lab, that matters a lot. If you want to take this further, Try automating send amount instead of inserting more effects. A short reverb throw on the last word of a phrase, or on the last snare before a transition, can be more effective than permanently loading the whole track with reverb. You can also automate the soul loop and the bass in a call and response way, so when one opens, the other closes slightly. That interaction makes the arrangement feel musical. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 30 to 48 bar sketch using just a few tracks. Start with a soul sample and an 8 bar filter move. Bring in the break, then add the sub, then the mid bass. Draw only 2 or 3 automation lanes at first. Add one short transition effect and one reverb throw. Then listen back and ask yourself, does something change every 4 or 8 bars? If the answer is yes, you're already making Riedel DNB and arrangement decisions. So to recap, keep the project lightweight. Use stock Ableton tools, build around a soulful intro, chopped break, clean mono sub, and a simple mid-bass layer, then let automation create the energy shifts. That's the whole game. In jungle and old-school DNB, less layering and more intentional movement is often the stronger move.